Hello.
Welcome back,
everyone.
It's been a while.
I know. I'm really excited, though. Season three, off with a bang. I'm looking forward to it. I feel like we've actually got our ducks in a row this season.
We actually really have, haven't we? We're like, bang, bang, bang.
We're making moves, honestly. You're going to be so impressed with this season. But today, we've got a really exciting guest
with us.
Yes. And we have Alex on the podcast today. And but instead of us introducing him, Introduce yourself, honey. Yeah.
Oh my God, girls, like, what an absolute treat to be here. I was saying such a gas as well to be your first male guest.
I know.
He's doing it for the lads.
Doing it for the boys. Honestly, like, yeah, such a treat to be here. My name is Alex Philemond. I go by Put It In Neutral on Instagram. I am a mobile manicurist based in Esher in Surrey, offering house calls to the lovely people of Surrey and South London.
How lucky are
they? Oh, honestly, like, it is. And yeah, I've been doing nails for like just under a year now.
Wow.
Start of April it'll be.
That's so mad to me.
So cool. It seems like you've been doing it for like ever.
Yeah. Oh,
honestly, that is like the height of compliment to me. I think like, especially, but it's that first year of anything, isn't it? It's like friends of mine who have got babies and stuff, or like, I was a primary school teacher like in a previous life before I was a manicurist and I taught reception. So that first year of school, like where, that is that first year of anything, like you just see such an enormous kind of like arc of progress. Yeah. So
I was going to say, it must feel like crazy to, because I feel like you've already done so much and like,
yeah,
you've
diva,
really yeah. going for it.
Yeah, like
amazing.
I'm just like such a yes man, I think, as well. And I'm sure we'll kind of like get into sort of like my life pre-nails and stuff and kind of how I made the decision to sort of get into it and the sort of the change of career. But yeah, I think kind of like coming from a working situation where I just like wasn't that happy really in the end of it. And and now that I'm in this, I truly feel like my life is kind of, it sounds so OTT, but I really just feel like my life has restarted.
Oh. No, that's nice though, because obviously I can imagine you was obviously in education for a long time, as in even learning yourself and then going into being an actual teacher, which, how long did you train for even to be a teacher? It takes a good few years, right?
Isn't yeah.
it? So I did my undergrad in advertising and design, which obviously I've done nothing with in the, like, how many
years. I feel like that helps with, like nail tech vibes, though. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Things,
right? I can put together a logo.
Yeah, love that, honey. Right. There you go.
I need one of them too.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to be the graphics for the beauty download?
This is my day rate.
Yeah.
So I did my degree for 4 years, and then I did a PGCE, which is like a kind of postgraduate certificate in education. So I did that in primary. And yeah, kind of like from start to finish, I worked in primary education for 8 years.
Wow. Before.
Oh my God.
And it was my 30th birthday last year. And
happy birthday.
Love that.
31's coming up close around the corner. It's in a couple of weeks. But yeah, I kind of just, I truly feel like kind of like the strike of midnight on my 30th birthday, like I just kind of made the decision that I was going to, yeah, just make a change. And
it's funny because I know a friend of mine, she's a teacher.
Yeah.
And she's at that point where she's like, what do I do? She wants to change her career. She's not too sure.
I feel
sure.
like 30 is a number, though, where people really reflect on their life as well. Like,
some people either take it and take it very badly.
Yeah.
Or I think when I
knew me,
I was like, loved it. I had the best. I mean, listen, what an unbelievable, you've completely flip-sided and actually like gone for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just think that like when you're in, yeah, like you say, well, when you're in a working situation where you just you feel like you're kind of like treading water, not really getting anywhere, it's so easy to get complacent and just be like, oh, I'll just stick
it's
it
safe,
out.
It's safe, isn't it?
It's comfortable. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I just think that like, oh my God, excitement exists beyond your comfort zone. Do you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, just that was my 30th birthday present to myself, was doing my training. So I trained with the incredible Natalie Bealey, Nail Gal Nat, in London. And yeah, I did like a 2-day one-to-one like intensive course, like sort of covered all the bases, e-file builder.
Wow. Like, and total beginner.
Completely like.
But how, it must be cool because, I mean, obviously where you and I have both trained in like beauty.
Yeah.
So we had a bit of an insight. Whereas to go in as like a fresh set of eyes and as well, a whole different type of thing in the industry.
Yeah.
For you, it must have been like, oh my God, like knowledge and like it's sucking it all in like a sponge. It must have been
very
brilliant.
And can I ask as well, because like I feel like for me and Dan, like obviously beauty, and then it sort of led to nails.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Has nails always been something that you like have been obsessed with, or like, because I feel like especially obviously nails and being a nail tech, I would say it's quite a female dominated industry.
Yeah.
Like, as a teacher, would you always be like looking at people's nails and thinking, oh my God, like...
Oh, Faye, very that.
Really?
Like, really?
From day dot, honestly, like I was... As like a little boy, and I'm from like a family of all boys as well.
Really?
Yeah, like very, very boy heavy family. But like always was like a little bit of a kind of, I don't want to say a black sheep, but always like a little, when they went right, I went left.
Yeah. Right.
And honestly, from, my mum still talks about it now, because obviously like I'll do her nails and stuff. And she says, even when you were about 4 years old, 4 or 5 years old, you'd be like pulling on my sleeve, like, mummy, oh my gosh, like look at that woman's nails.
Really?
Like, I would honestly like the tea, like I would skive off school. I would like feign being ill because my mum.
Any teachers listening in? Don't take me.
Yeah, honestly, like, you know, I was very young. My mum's a very responsible parent, but like she is just like the absolute like picture of glamour. She's the mum of like all, do you know what I mean? Like very understated, like mum of all boys and stuff. Like all she ever needs is like little like slicker lip balm and flicker mascara, but she always has her nails done.
Love that.
Understated glamour. And she, I can so vividly remember because she had the same nail tech from when I was like, she was like a Saturday girl, 16-year-old Saturday girl. Yeah. And I, was probably, I don't know, like 6 or 7 years old. And she was my mum's nail tech up until, love you, Katie, up until I trained.
I mean, she's like, shit, Instagram, I've lost my, like, babe, I'm so love that, so like,
mum back as a client.
But yeah, I would literally, I would skive off school, like, oh my God, I'm sick. Like, just so I could go with her to the nail shop.
Really?
Because she would take me with her, because she wasn't going to miss an appointment, do you know what I mean?
No,
and
yeah.
And honestly, I can. There are so many figures from my childhood as well, like Mutti Abuena from the Sugar Babes. Mm. She always had those like massive long acrylics in like the Hole in the Head video, round, like, and I would study them, like, yeah, nails are something that always fixated me. But I think, and I'm sure, again, we'll sort of get into this like a little bit deeper later on, but as a man, there's just, it's like the whole kind of like toxic masculinity, like male pride thing is like such a loaded thing. Bizarrely, so much more so, I think, in the gay community, this whole pressure of like being masculine.
Right. Okay.
And so I really like denied myself the pleasure of going to get my nails done.
Right, yeah.
I don't know, I just felt like it was just something.
Is that because you didn't feel comfortable going into a salon, or was it more sort of the community or like the look of what
it
would be?
I found it's always, when I worked in the salon, there was a lot of men that used to come in, but they would stick with the one person because they knew and they liked and they liked the routine of it. They would have a manicure, but then they'd be out the way, but they didn't want to be sort of sat in the shop thing. I don't know if it's...
Almost like put me on the end of the bench sort of thing.
Yeah, but would still like to have their nails done. And a lot of men either took it in their pride, or unless they were really... When I was mobile, it'd be because I was at their home and their wife would be the only one that would see. Yeah.
But I find though, whenever I have done a man or something and they've brought their like... They've come along with their wife
along,
or partner.
They've always come along and the wife's dragged them.
As soon as they sit down, though, they love it. They love it. They're playing with my nippers and I'm like, babes, that's an expensive nipper. Like, let's not start playing with this.
Blokes, best eyelashes, best nail bed.
No, honestly.
Bastards.
Yeah, I used to say that all the time when I was doing LVO. I'd look and be like, oh my God, his lashes are unbelievable.
That's like another pair of hands. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just like...
Yeah, only feet, maybe not so much for them. Especially.
So would you go to a salon and get your nails done as a teacher, or was it?
No, that's such a lovely question as well, because that's really made me think. I think it was a mixture of the both. I think it was the expectation that I had put on me, but also that I put on myself. Like, that's just not the sort of thing that boys do.
Yeah.
But also, and do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like an effeminate gay guy, but like, what about like the blokes out there might want to dip their toe into having their hands tidied up or whatever?
Yeah.
But just feel like there's not a space for them. But yeah, a big thing was, I think, feeling like in a salon, and I'm at my most comfortable like in female company. I seek so much
like
of my
almost like, what's the word? What is that word?
I would love to explain.
Dan's got a limp wrist out.
You know, like the T-Rex arms, like the little...
if you're a man in a... Because I know when I've walked past somewhere and I've seen a man sitting having a pedicure, fair play to him, having a pedicure in, say, like a particular salon, and he's almost like he's propped up.
Yeah.
I feel like he's
very highlighted that there's a man in that salon.
Yeah, completely.
But it's also usually in a salon that's pink with floral walls.
Literally.
I sometimes think that, it's especially in Essex, like it's very much female
presenting,
beauty,
I think was the word
flower wall. Yeah.
So you're just...
honestly, like between the three of us, if you could see, like there's not a stiff wrist in sight.
Alex is just gonna have to repeat our movements because he's the one with the camera on him. It's so then we true. Can. It's like charades right now.
I knew what I meant, and I was gonna get it. Oh dear.
Completely that though. Like, so my local salon where I lived was called Sparkle with Beauty.
Oh mate.
And and like I said, like I'm like a femme gay guy. Like, I love the company of women, but I just felt like I would be such an imposter in that kind of space. Yeah, totally.
Bad, isn't it?
I know. Yeah. And do you know what I mean? When you're sat between, especially as well, like when you can picture those salons in your mind's eye, like the row of tables where you're sat in between two strangers, you've got the world and their dog walking past, nibbing in, looking at what's he doing in there? Mm. That just, and I'm
but
an anxious person anyway.
I said I'd see them and there'd be a guy sitting, and you would notice that. It's a room, but the man is the person that you spot.
Like a sore thumb. Yeah. Very that. Completely. And that was sort of like the kind of the crux of it really was that, I mean, we'll talk a little bit about like how I kind of first sort of, it piqued my interest was I was on my honeymoon. It was August 2021 and I discovered Georgia Ray's Instagram,
yep. Wow.
Ray London, who I'm so lucky enough to say is now like a personal friend. Me and aww. G, like she has been so kind to me.
Her
she's
work
given me
is flawless. Insane.
Yeah, literally like no crumbs. She like she cleans up. Yeah. Honestly, absolutely impeccable.
Sweeps the floor.
Completely that. And I just fell down this rabbit hole where I kind of just, Because I'd sort of compartmentalised in the back of my head, like, well, you're not going to get your nails done. Do you know what I mean? It's not something that's going to be okay for you. Mm. And oh my God, I am so lucky to be with like the most supportive partner, my husband, Danny, who is just like, darling, like do whatever you want to. But it was literally just the expectation that I put on myself. Mm. And that's, when I discovered like you both, Harriet, Jules, Alex, Iram, like Bettina, I just fell down this rabbit hole what I'd never seen, because one of my like greatest loves is like skincare and fragrance. I'm skincare trained. I've done qualifications in fragrance as well. I've collected fragrance for like
qualifications 15... in fragrance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Experimental Perfume Club. Get her on, Emmanuelle Muglin. She is just
really.
She's the diva.
I've been looking and trying to find something like this. I didn't even know it was a thing.
The most amazing thing. Subtle plug. Experimental Perfume Club in. I think they're in Seven Dials now because I think they moved during. They were in. Where are we?
Hackney.
She was in Hackney first. Oh. But during lockdown, she moved
where
to Seven Dials.
Yay!
Absolutely that. the most incredible experience. Danny bought it for me for my... Well, we're really going into it, aren't we? Danny bought it for me for my birthday year before last during COVID. And you go along and you learn all about perfumery.
Really?
You make your own fragrance. Oh, she gives you like...
On that.
Go on.
Literally,
go.
Look, work trip. Literally, the two of you. And then after that, I did the kind of like the online qualification, the masterclass where it's like a little potion set. You get sent all of these different ingredients and stuff. Set assignments and things.
I just can't get this vision out of your partner, Danny, sitting there smelling unbelievable.
Yeah.
Full set of acrylic nails.
Yeah.
Ready to go. Like skincare, face mask up to the eyeballs.
Don't you wish you were my husband?
I was going to say. Vision in my head of Danny.
Because like, obviously like for us, like it's usually when you're a nail tech, like your mum and your family, they're the ones that always get the nails done. They're always the ones that, is that like your partner? Would he get his
my
nails
My darling
done?
Dan. Yeah, absolutely
I
that.
Was gonna say,
amazing.
And you are with my journey because you are my model and everything's being done right.
Yeah, exactly that. And he is... I've had like, and I guess to be fair, I guess this probably kind of like contributes to this whole kind of thing that I had in my head of why I couldn't do certain things. Like I had a string of ex-boyfriends before that were like, yeah, you should definitely do the protein shakes. Oh, why are you wearing concealer under your eyes? Like that's not what boys, like, and me and Danny, we've been together for like 8 years now and he is just so...
Like a ray of light.
Honestly, he is. Literally, like I always describe it, like even in our wedding vows and stuff, I describe him as being like my missing piece, but my spare part. Like just makes...
I need a Danny!
I wonder if he'll ever listen to this. Do you know what I mean? Like he's...
Oh, I bet he will. He sounds like your number one supporter, babe.
Oh,
I love
it. Biggest fan.
Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. And he is someone as well because it was such a... Again, I feel like I've gone down so many tangents. I promise I'll tie up these loose ends. I'll start one story and then I'll start the next.
Yeah.
I really, because it was such a hard decision to kind of say, I knew that I wanted to do the training, but obviously leaving school, which is, you know, it's solid income.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, even after 8 years of teaching, I didn't earn a massive amount, but like it's still...
But it was your regular income.
Exactly that.
You're now going fully self-employed.
Yeah, completely that, Dan. And Danny, his advice was, darling, like, people go back to university and do masters and PhDs and don't earn a single penny in a year.
Yeah.
You're not going to be earning a penny. You're probably just not going to be earning as much as you were as a teacher.
Mm.
And that was the advice. And you know, and along the way as well, saying things like, you're never going to know unless you try.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Better to have a well
I
rather than a what
as
if.
Well, what was that day like when you like handed your like resignation in? Like, was it like, fuck, what am I doing? Shit, is this the biggest mistake of my life? Or was it like liberating? Were you like, I don't know, bursting out those doors with like your nail kit in your bag?
Like shitting your pants a little bit.
Yeah, like what was that feeling? Measures. Were you like, and what did the how did the school react? Mm. Did you tell people that you were going to be a nail tech and they were like,
or did you just literally not go back after
it? Yeah.
No, it's an interesting thing with teaching because you have to give a full term's notice. So yeah. Like, even if you're at your wit's end, like you've got to stick it out for like another 4 months.
Yeah.
And what a lovely question as well, Faye. Thank you. Because it is, I think particularly now that I'm coming up to a year onto that point and I'm really starting to kind of like ruminate and reflect on a lot of these where kind of feelings. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the progress that has been made in that
but
year.
But I think as well, sometimes you don't reflect. And I think sometimes you can get so caught up with yourself.
With what you're not doing at that moment.
Yeah.
Oh, like chasing, if you're chasing anything.
Because like
where you've come, mate, I've had to put you in your place a couple of times.
Yeah, like sometimes I have this feeling of I'm not doing enough. I've got to do this. Dan's like, mate, take
together.
A step back, like look at where you've come and all that jazz. And it's when you do reflect, it gets you quite emotional actually. Like sometimes,
baby, you're the blueprint. Honestly,
bless you.
Literally, like if you're not gonna believe Dan, I'll tell you. Like, if you're not gonna believe yourself, I'll tell you again.
We have a group chat just so you guys can like motivate me. Yeah. Get Danny in it as well.
Yeah, Danny can come. Danny might have brother.
Though. Yeah.
No, but yeah, that day was because I think. Teaching is one of those jobs, and I always got to be very careful about how I talk about it because so many of my clients now were my parents at school, mums and dads, who have continued to support me. And like those, do you know what I mean? And what an absolute privilege to say that almost 300 kids I've taught how to read, write, and count.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a rewarding, it must be.
But I feel the same as nails. Yeah. Like that transformation is rewarding as well. It has that
totally that
element.
And that's what I always say to people is like, what an amazing thing that we get to have, the three of us as manicurists, like that somebody always walks away from the table feeling better about themselves.
100%.
It is. It really is an absolute privilege to be that person for someone. Mm. But I think teaching, when it's good, it is incredible, best job in the world. When it's bad, it is just unmanageable.
Yeah.
And I think post pandemic, that was the turn
for
me. Really,
the hardest time as well. Jesus, yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, with pay freezes, there was no clap for teachers. Mm. This expectation that essentially, like, you know, these kids have missed 6 months of school.
Mm.
Tidy it up for us, tie up the loose ends, you know, make sure that you're scooping up the lower ones, but also stretching the higher ones. Yeah. It is just, you just take home this rucksack of guilt every single day that you've not done a good enough job. And it got me good. It got me good, in the end. And I just thought, I've got to get out of this.
So you were, when you handed that point in, you were very much like, I'm here for the change. Yeah. Let's go.
It felt like I'd taken that rucksack off.
Lovely.
It felt like I just like shedded that layer of, even though obviously I'm a very responsible person. Do you know what I mean? Like I didn't never drop the ball. Like, you know, that my last class of kids, like all
you left everything 100%.
I would never do a sloppy job.
And you baptized and that was that. Like, but in the nuts.
It had to be clean. Yeah, completely. Yeah. And again, what a privilege. The fact that like, you know, those kids and their families, I will take with me forever.
Yeah.
You know, and into my next career.
Mm.
But yeah, I just had to.
So you're
out.
A year now. Being a nail tech.
Yeah, baby.
Teacher
to tech. And I mean, I just see on your Instagram, you are super busy. Like me.
You've hit the ground running. You are going.
I feel like you've really been connecting with people and you've really been doing your thing. So like, have you found that you've enjoyed the community that you've almost become part of? Like, we're not saying, sounds terrible saying it like that. I mean, we are a community.
I have,
a new community, right? Yeah.
It's almost like a cult. It's like a cult. A lovely cult and a very supportive cult. But like nails, I do feel like you have got that community.
Yeah, it's been very, I think since we've said this before in previous podcasts, was that in lockdown, we've ended up actually more people connected.
Mm.
And it's luckily, it's actually stayed like that. So anyone that's sort of been even new and up and coming, you get to know them quickly and you're very much like talking to people all the time. It is a really lovely community. But have you felt that the community now, being a man, has been very much open arms, which why would it be?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shall I tell you what? That's such an interesting question because I feel like it's 99% absolutely. Like, honestly, I've never felt so embraced and it, they're my tribe. Do you know what I mean? Like I said, yeah. like women, I seek
your vibe
so much of my
your tribe, doesn't it?
Completely that. I, you know, women are who I seek so much of my self-confidence from, so much of my, I'm not gonna say like validation, but do you know what I mean? Like I feel so strong in the company of the women that I surround myself with. Mm-hmm. And honestly, this, nobody does it like this community.
Love that.
Nobody does it like, honestly, like the nurture, the just how uplifting everybody is to each other. Do you know what I mean?
And so it should be though.
Yeah, you get the odd gatekeeper, but
he'll tell us the names after. Can I ask as well, do you find, because I do feel like you are a real kind of person that maybe other men in the industry who want, like, because I feel like, especially like your Instagrams, like you talk a lot online, you really show off your personality, and it's almost like you can kind of get to know you. Just like, whereas instead of just putting up a picture of your nails and you're like, oh, who's done this? Like, yeah. When you talk and explain it, you think, oh, you can tell that you're a lovely person. Do you find you've had a lot of other male nail technicians message you because maybe, I don't know, they feel more like they could probably talk to you about being a man in the industry and could relate more? Do you find that you've found a lot of men message you for like opinions and help, or if they've faced any challenges within the industry?
I'm going to sound quite naive to this. It's only you, and then there's another guy called the guy. Oh, what's his name again?
You met up with him the other
day. Oh, James. James. Who is just such a darling.
You two are the only.
And like Robbie Tompkins.
And Robbie Tompkins.
Yeah, oh, love
darling
him.
Robbie.
Are the only guys that I know that I can see.
There's like Sean Legend, but is that his name?
Oh, yeah.
But he's like LA. Who is Khloe Kardashian? Yeah.
He's the god tier.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom Bajcik.
Yeah. There's him, but in the UK. You're the only three guys
not a lot
right
of
now.
Us.
That I would know. Sorry off if the I do. There is someone else, and I forgot. I really don't mean.
But they're the ones that like off
ones
the head
are off the top of the head. So, is there a mass community of men doing it
that maybe just don't get seen as?
Just don't, yeah. Or is it more up and coming?
Again, like it is such a lovely question because it's really making me think now. Like you know who. I really want to say yes, but I don't think there are.
No. Yeah.
And I feel as
but
well.
But that's
like,
an honest answer, you know. Yeah.
Do you know
that's
what
not
I
our...
said though? When I opened the salon and I was looking for stuff, I said straight out, I was like, I'd love a man to work in here and be a nail tech. That was the one thing, because I think it's such a nice, different type of environment, and it's, why not? Like,
yeah.
Dan, we'll set up a residency. I'm bio trained.
Come on, hun.
I'm up for it.
Yeah, definitely.
Just to change, because as I say, it just, I can't think of any other guys that do apart from, as I said, you guys. And it's, I just think it's so nice. It's just so
I find
different.
It refreshing.
And so refreshing, that's the word I was getting as well. So refreshing.
Thank you so much. It's so lovely of you to say. Because, yeah, there aren't many of us at all. And I think
you're a unicorn.
I do feel as well like I need to go back and say, because obviously I said that it's 99%, you know, that I need to talk about that 1%. Yeah. Sometimes it can feel a little bit like a girls' club, and it's almost like you're just lucky enough to be invited.
What?
And it is honestly, it is very, very, very rare. But it's even sometimes like I see that brands will send out email send outs that will be like, "Hey ladies" or "Hey girls,"
right?
And like even you know, at the Vogue event where I met the both of you, do you know what I mean? Like I was the only bloke in. Oh my god, guys! I literally like cornered Faye, and I was like, "Faye, I'm your biggest fan." Please.
This is where we first met, and it was the most wonderful experience because you just came up to me and like, I love the podcast, I love this, and I literally, me and Dan went next to each other, like, oh my god,
it
like
was really
it's...
funny because you did it went Dan,
yeah, because like, it was like you then saw the slight
but the girls that worked for me were there as well, and they were like. But you know, when
they were like, "Go on, the girls!"
Like, laughing. I was like, "It's like awkward moment." I'm like, "Oh hi,
yeah."
Because I'm laughing.
I loved it.
They laugh at me, basically.
Yeah, but no, it was wonderful, and I think it's so nice as well because I think, but I love the fact because there's so many people that wouldn't say hello even if you kind of knew of me from Instagram.
Yeah,
and I always say that, like, especially with anything, like. Wherever I've sort of got to at this point, it's always come from having the confidence to go up to someone and just go, listen, just want to say, absolutely love what you do. Da, 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 da. My name's Faye. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And everything I've sort of maybe like grown from has just become from genuine friendships and genuine connections.
It's nice to be nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
and
literally,
as soon as you came up to me, I was like, oh my God, he's amazing. Like, he's brilliant.
Straight away.
And I was like, that. But that's the energy from like, that's what the nail community is. Like, yeah, that's the energy that it thrives off, you know. And like, not saying it like this, but you're here today with us.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Maybe if you wouldn't have introduced yourself, who would have known if that would have happened? You know, we've then connected with you.
Yeah.
And it's got us all to this point now. And I think it's like a massive thing. And if anyone takes anything from today, I think it's having that true self-confidence. One, you've left your job, confidence move, you know. You're in year in, you know, you radiate confidence. And I know,
oh baby, thank
you.
But even if you like fake it till you make it, sometimes I might come across so confident I'm shitting myself inside. And like Dan knows that I'm like, fuck, fuck, fuck.
So the first time somebody asks you to do reverse French, like, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, in it.
Literally. God, the amount of times I've said it, I'm like, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah,
do that.
Literally, 100%. But I just think it's so like, I really do feel that from you. Like, and I feel as much as you're warm to, as in like introduce yourself to me, I also feel like others would also feel very comfortable maybe
coming
to you.
You're very warm and welcoming. Yeah. And that is the main, I think, and listen, and that goes beyond saying, with work, with, as I said, meeting you, it is. It's really, really lovely.
Mm-hmm.
But going back, because we've well gone off.
I know, yeah. I've got so many things I want to come back to as well. So we're like,
he was obviously saying about how being a male in the industry. So you've obviously had the couple issues where you feel like it could be a bit of a girls' club.
Yeah.
Do you find that the... Do you find that with even with clients booking in with you, do you find, if because you know, like if you go and have like a massage night, they say, do you want a male or a female? If that was the case, do you find women can be a little bit, maybe not so much with a male? Because I wouldn't be like that.
I wouldn't mind, but then I don't know, maybe another woman might be like, oh no, I'd rather go to a lady to get nails done.
Shall I tell you what? I think that is why it's so important. Just going back to what, how like lovely you both were about, you know, how I'll put myself forward on my Instagram. Like, I think it is so important to have your voice present on your Instagram.
Yeah.
You need, do you know what I mean? Like, if it is a, and I'm never going to discredit any other kind of content creator or like, you know, Instagram owner, business owner's sort of like style of how they present their work. But I just think that if you are not going to put your face, and if you're not going to put your voice, people at the end of the day are going to be, our clients are going to be sat across from us for 2 hours, sometimes 3.5. Do you know what I mean? They want to know who it is. Who am I giving my money to? Who am I going to be sat across from?
But are they going to have a good chat? That's half the service, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'd say it's 2/3 the service sometimes.
Yeah.
It is. And I think that I only really kind of tend to attract, obviously, because I'm, because who I am is so present on my Instagram.
Yeah. Really,
I'm
so
only ever going to attract the sort of people, the sort of clients who are okay with me being sat across from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think that's why it's so important that you have to show up. And that goes for also as well, a really important thing, because I've had a couple of people who have sort of said to me, you know, like, how are you getting such, like, so much attention from brands? How are you getting sent free stuff? And I'm like, because they know who I am, because I put myself out there.
Yeah.
If they are choosing somebody to represent them, if it's free stuff, if it is content opportunities, again, I'm so grateful the fact that I've had, you know, these content opportunities from like Nails Inc, Nailberry, or Verum. Like, it's because they know who they're investing in.
Yeah.
And you can't expect those opportunities to come to you if you are not present on your Instagram, they can't see who they're investing in.
But I also think as well, like, it's one of those silly little things as well, like, not saying it like this, but we knew today, inviting you on this podcast, that you would have no problems like continuing the conversation because of how you've like put out on your Instagrams. But how would we know that if you didn't do that, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes we might be like, oh God, we really have to like prepare our questions and really like sort ourselves out.
We were
out
writing the questions the other night whilst over a sloppy Giuseppe.
And Pizza Express, if anyone doesn't know what that is, because that sounds a bit...
as much as like we had the questions listed, at the same time, considering sometimes we've had a lot more, but we were like, no, because he will elaborate. He was. We knew that you had, as we said the whole warm welcoming thing.
Girls, that's such a huge compliment. Thank
it
you.
Would be. We knew there would never be a problem in that respect.
Yeah, 100%. So I think that's really interesting, because I mean, even that's from us as a brand, like as in like a podcast. Like we knew straight away. Oh yeah. Fits the bill. Do you know what I mean? Like, because of how
I
was gonna get another coffee, and I was like, has he had a coffee already? He was like,
oh, can we talk about this?
He's wired.
And something that I just want to ask, and this might be slight naivety or anything like this, but so I'm currently changing a few of my treatments and I'm gonna be introducing like a bridal manicure and stuff like that. And I know when I have a lot of brides in, they always go, oh, can I bring my like husband to like sort his nails out for the wedding? And so I've been really looking into sort of, I don't know, the idea of like putting out a male manicure service. Now, this would be kind of in my head, this could change, this isn't set in stone, but like kind of like a prep. And you know, like that Boy de Chanel, like nail polish.
Yeah.
But as a man in the industry, like, do you see it being advertised as a male manicure, like, wrong? Like, because then I was thinking, what do I name it? Because, like, because at the same time, there's nothing saying, like, a man can't have a full French tip with gel and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But is there anything, do I call it, like, the groom manicure? But then at the same time, if you're, like, gay, like, there's not, like, I had a gay groom come to me and, like, he's had like, full glitter French tips.
We love to see it.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And I was like, I want to become... not more inclusive, but do you know what I mean? I want to advertise that like men feel welcome, but like how would you see that?
There's a lot of men I've noticed more than ever, even on TV, it's another form of, not just saying gay, straight men,
absolutely,
it's another form of a way of expressing yourselves
and self-care,
their manicures as they want to call them, and their gels, or if they're having, and it's just, I just think it's so cool.
Yeah, I love it.
It's so cool.
I love it.
Oh, absolutely. And again, like, what a lovely question, because it's actually really made me think about it. Because part of me is thinking, like, why does it almost need to be differentiated?
That's what I'm saying.
But also, I guess there are plenty of men out there that would want something that kind of like feels quite exclusive, you know?
Yeah.
I almost feel like it's almost welcoming the man in, because they know it's for a man.
It's extending the olive branch, isn't it?
To make it just a male grooming type thing. Whereas what would you kind of... wording.
I was like, I don't really know the term to use anymore. But then it's like,
maybe you should put it in neutral.
Yeah,
that's what, so yeah. For all, babes, of my treatments and things like that, like I've got, they're all sort of, even though I'm like the least like petrol headed person ever, like they're all sort of like automotive themes. They're like, there's like the, like stick it in reverse for a removal, like the full throttle, the getaway driver, the paint job, the pimp my rides. Like, I think by sort of dressing things up like that with the kind of like the wordplay almost, it sort of just takes the gender out of it. But yeah, I think, but again, a really important point that I kind of wanted to touch on is that we can't be what we can't see. Do you know what I mean? Right. And I think it's so important to have that representation on our Instagrams, which is why every male client, I'd say probably maybe like 90% of my clients are women and 10% are men. But
we were going to touch upon that.
So let's elaborate on that then.
But I think men, which is why also as well, the three pinned like videos on my Instagram are of my dad, of Danny, and then of Zach, who is this fabulous like men's makeup influencer. He's just, honestly, if I had somebody like Zach in my life when I was 16, it would just be so empowering to see him using makeup as such a
nice.
You know, self-empowering thing. But I think that men who want to book in, if they don't see men on your Instagram, they won't think that they can book in.
That's the thing. Yeah, I was like, get my boyfriend involved. I was like, babes,
do
I
it. Can, I see so many. I see so many texts doing that now.
I've seen
getting their boyfriends. Yeah,
have their boyfriends, and even if it's like a short bit, and now, and they're saying, right, they're going to get them grabbing.
Yeah, completely.
But again, my boyfriend, like, obviously straight, loves it. Like, do you know what I mean? And he doesn't
feel...
They do,
though.
They love it, yeah.
They do, yeah. My dad.
Love it.
My dad, who is, do you know what I mean? Again, like, the dad of all boys, like, loudest voice in the room, big rugby-playing bloke, like, absolute, like, was managing director of his company, like, as mask as they come.
Yeah.
I went back to see my mum's nails on, I think it was Thursday, and he was like, oh, you got time for me?
Really? Yeah.
We love to see it.
Do you know what's so funny as well? Because my dad, bless him... He's always bitten his nails, and like, bless him, he's like, something's happened to him, but he's like, bottom lip's gone a bit numb, so he hasn't been able to bite his nails, and he's a constant nail biter anyway. So he's got nails for the first time in his life, and he came to me the other day and went, I broke a nail. He was like, it bent back. He was like, oh my God, I've broken a nail. And I was like, Dad, like, this is...
We'll get a full cover tip on
this. This is like an out of body experience. And I was like, come down to the little lodge, like, let me file it. He loved it. And like, now I just maintain him and stuff like that. Loves it.
They do, honestly. Mm. I think that the more men... And that's why I'm so proud of the fact that a lot of the male clients that I've had, rugby players, bricklayers, kitchen installers. These really sort of like... Mask jobs, exactly.
I remember, I think the first time I did a male manicure was a client of mine's son, and he worked as a mechanic. mate, I could not wait to get my hands in there and get them dirty hands. Also,
cuticles,
there
is something,
I think there's more satisfying.
Yeah, what transformation.
Well, more transformation, make them look
get them hangnails off, honey.
Yeah, scrubbing them up, making them look. And I do really enjoy it. I used to have a lot of a male client base when I worked in a salon with massage and things because, as well, I think there's this particular way you talk to a man and how you are is more... It's almost like you're a creature of habits as well. Like I found that they'd always then come back to me and they're very loyal clients.
Yeah,
I feel like men are very, very, women are, don't get me wrong, men particularly, because once they like the routine, they like it that way. Mm-hmm. They like that room they go in and have their mani done. And it was, I used to absolutely love doing male manicures.
Mm.
But as I say, you just...
I think we've still got a way to go in terms of men shelving that toxic masculinity and just like leaning into it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Would that be your advice then? So say like any salons or any kind of independent manicurist, what is something that maybe you could suggest to kind of be slightly more inclusive or like on their Instagram?
I was coming to you for advice, or Faye, both of us.
Yeah.
What advice?
Consultant, oh my God.
Go for it.
Talk about that day rate again.
Me and Faye as advice for maybe me being a salon, obviously Faye being
independent
trader, like, what would you give as a piece of advice for us?
Again, what a privilege to be able to kind of like, you know, give advice on this sort of thing, because it's something that I'm so passionate about and something that I'm still learning about as well. Like I still want to get more male clients. And also as well, I think it's a really important thing to say is I've got a couple of non-binary clients and they specifically sought me out because they said, I actually have since taken it off my profile because I won the award and I wanted to put that in my profile.
Nice. But, didn't have as many words.
Yeah, literally that word count always gets me that character limit.
Damn you and stuff.
But I used to have, you know, it was like, I can't remember what the exact wording was, but it was essentially like luxury treatments for all genders, essentially. For wherever you sit on that sliding scale of gender, because it is a spectrum, and it means so much to me that those non-binary clients sought me out specifically because it is a house call service where it's totally private. It is in the privacy of their home where they feel comfortable. Because God, if I feel uncomfortable as a man in a salon environment, I can't imagine how somebody who is struggling with their gender or perhaps maybe isn't necessarily like gender presenting on one end of the spectrum. Do you know what I mean? How uncomfortable it must feel for them.
This really makes, you know, when you think, oh my God, for that person who, I'm going to be, as I said, selfish in the respect of talking of the salon.
Yeah.
I would want that to be, anybody could feel included to come in and just.
But you would like to maybe, not saying it like this, but you would like to maybe, I think you almost need to kind of really emphasise the fact like, all, because some people don't know. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Obviously, I know your salon's so inclusive and so lovely, but maybe someone who's a new follower, how do they know, you know?
And you've now made my brain completely tick, because as I say, I just think, oh, okay, everybody here's welcoming.
Yeah. Because you're like
I'd
that.
I'd hate to think that someone would feel like, and it's lovely that you've got the choice to... You go mobile and they're comfortable and you say, hey, but like, I think it's a crazy world right now that it's even still even like.
Damn, one of them, and this is horrendous. She, a transgender woman, she was turned away from a salon because they said they didn't have tips big enough for her fingers.
Are you joking?
No.
Oh,
she just started a transition, never had
like
nails done
so
before.
Hard as it is.
And what a horrific knockback that must have been.
Yeah. Well, there's something that, with the whole like, being inclusive as well. I know that on a few booking systems as well, when the clients put in their details, they can like choose their pronouns as well.
Yeah, we've got.
Yeah, like
love that. What a fabulous thing.
Yeah, and I think actually that's something that I think is already implemented in our system.
I remember when the first time they must have obviously put that into the booking system. Mm. You don't obviously get like, we didn't get a notification for it, but someone booked in and it had him/her. And I was like, oh my God. Who have I got coming in?
Yeah. But also, if it's him/her, what do you refer them? Like,
ask them.
Yeah. So you say ask when you them. Start, how would you like me to refer
Service. Well, it's hard. Again, it's one of those kind of six of one, half dozen of the other situations where some people don't like to be asked.
Yeah.
Personally, for me, I think that I'd rather ask and get it right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or sometimes as well, even if you're not too sure, I think... just go with they. I don't think that they would be, you know.
No,
I mean, forgive me if I'm wrong, but
something the other day, and it was actually really lovely. And it was this really old actor, and you would know him. I think he was in like Lord of the Rings or something.
Oh, Ian McKellen.
Yes, I think. Mm-hmm. And I saw a TikTok of him, and he said that, like, he got really emotional on this TikTok. He said, listen, he said, I know I'm home when I get into a taxi and I sit in the back seat and the taxi man, usually a man, says, where are we going today, love? And he said, doesn't matter if you refer to they, them, he, she, love covers all.
Oh, it is,
and he was like, what a lovely thing that's like, really if someone could just refer to everyone as love. Someone then, like, I read the comments and it was like, if I referred to someone as love in the workplace, like HR would be on me. But like, I thought, like, if you don't
fire his ass.
Right, love. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, like, it's quite an
we definitely
thing.
Do that in the salon.
Yeah.
Between the three of us, yeah. are so pet namey, aren't we? Yeah. You know?
But like, bless him. He broke down in tears. He was like, oh, love, like that. And I was like, oh, like that's actually a really lovely way to kind of, I don't know, absolutely. If you're in a bit of a, oh, what do I do? What do I say?
I realise as well, I've literally like not even answered your question. I think in terms of kind of attracting like more men, or anyone, I think that they need to see themselves on how you outwardly present yourselves, which is going to be your social media.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know if there necessarily needs to be kind of like a male manicure but I think maybe kind of just say like an express luxury treatment where it's like, it's an hour prep, optional, like clear varnish if you want it. Again, I think that's a big thing I always say, because I get some male clients who it's their first treatment and they're like, oh yeah, go on, I'll have the gels. I'm like, we're going to start you on a clear varnish first, darling. We're not going to commit to
they're going to be ripping
just,
them off,
yeah,
aren't they?
Exactly, yeah. That. Yeah, completely. But yeah, I think, again, it just comes back to we can't be what we can't see, you know? And I think that a man, like somebody that wants to book in, they need to see themselves in your social media.
Included,
I think. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Stuff like that.
I love that.
So can I ask for you, obviously, year in, still fresh, have you got like an end goal?
What is the goal? And yeah, where are you going to take this? Because as I say, I'm so here for
it. I feel like you're like rising, like, and I'd like, I can't, we should like get you back in a year later like where you've come.
A year later, yeah. You know.
I would love nothing more, honestly. Like, without kind of sounding, greedy is not the right word, like over ambitious, but then again, can you ever be too ambitious? Everything. I want to do everything.
Get in the clouds, feet on the ground.
Absolutely that. I want to educate and I want to mentor. I want to do more brand partnerships. I want to do events. Do you know what I mean? I want to take my little pop-up nail salon and do things in, oh my God, do you know what I mean? Like Space NK, Jo Malone, Byredo, like the brands that I have devoted myself to for so long. I'd love to kind of graduate that sort of like customer brand relationship to, you know, co-worker sort of relationship.
Oh, babe, I do not doubt for 1 minute.
Yeah, oh, no. Dan. Oh,
I'm going to be like, he's here one day, he's there another day.
I knew him back in day one.
Emailing saying, you're going to come? Yeah. Can we come? I'm too busy. Yeah. I'm working with Joe Malone in New York at the moment, like, Byredo.
He'll probably have his own podcast. Yeah. We'll be like, can we come on your podcast?
Do you remember us?
But I want to continue meeting people as well. Do you know what I mean? And it goes back to what you were saying before, is like how I kind of just came up to you like barefaced at that event and was like, I'm a massive fan of yours. My name's Alex. Just so nice to meet you. Like, I am just such a yes person, because I waited so long to get to this point where I was, where I'm working for myself. I can steer my own path. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, sod it. Invite him out for a drink. That's how me and Georgia ended up becoming friends, because I just messaged her on Instagram and told her, like, you were my day one inspiration. I absolutely, like, adore you. And can we go out for a drink? And she was like, yeah.
Love that.
Literally. Like, yeah. Honestly, everything. I've dipped my toe into session work a little bit. Should I tell you what makes me the most nervous about session work? Regular polish. Honestly, like,
it is its own monster. When I used to do session work, and it's a lot of, without sounding, it was good.
Say it, Dan.
But it's a lot of sitting about, and
it's intense as well, though.
It's intense. And I felt back years ago, there was almost like a bit of a hierarchy. So you were just the now tech that come in, and everyone, you're working around
might
everyone.
Be above.
It's, like, it's not as glamorous as what it is made out to
be. It's a very glamorous end result, but it's not a very glamorous sort of like
and
process.
And I always thought, at that time, I remember thinking, right, I either got to push this and start doing it, or do I just stick with my bread and butter and do my client and then see where you go with that way? I just didn't enjoy the session work, personally.
And that's what feeds me, Dan, as well, is the... unsurprisingly, like, I'm all about convo. I'm all about relationship building.
I want to.
Do you know what I mean? I just want to meet people and sort of like grow my little kind of like my little sorority of like sisters and brothers and siblings. Do you know what I mean? Just like say yes to things. And I think I'd love to do like VIP clients as well, getting them like, you know, like red carpet ready. But I think manifestation is like, do you know what I mean? Like, shout out to Roxy Nafusi. She's the reason why the three of us met each other, you know? And I think manifestation is such a sort of like, it's such a buzzword of the moment. And I heard this really fascinating kind of like analogy for what manifestation is the other day. And it's like into like a sat nav. Do you know what I mean? Like, and what you're manifesting for yourself is the destination that you are typing into the sat nav.
Yeah.
You've got to drive yourself there.
Yeah.
You've got to do the legwork to go on that journey. You've got to put yourself in front of those people that can, self whatever way, but you know, that you're going to gain from in that sense. But just you've got to do the late nights. You've got to do the early mornings. Yeah, you've got to graft it. Exactly.
But I think this is where people get this manifestation thing twisted. They put it on a mood board. That's it. It's going to happen.
You can't just think it.
You need.
You can't
to
just
start.
Want it.
You
it's
can't.
So funny.
You need to put the wheels in motion because otherwise, if you're just sitting in your bedroom looking at your mood board thinking, okay, it's all going to come to me. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Like you say, late nights, everything.
It's mad because there was something that, like, I don't know, happened. Like, I got some news this week and it's like beyond my wildest dreams of what it was. And I remember looking at my vision board and I just went, oh, I was crying because I was so happy. I was like, my powers are too strong. I was like, oh my God, like, this is mad.
What went and we'll discuss.
But again, it's the
I said when she told me the other day, and this will all come out eventually in the wash, but I went, literally, like, Faye was like, oh my God, like, crying. And I went, but I never had any doubt that you wouldn't have got done.
Neither did I.
No. So, you know, like, and I think I probably looked like I come across like, but I went, but I'm not surprised, mate. Like, she put.
Were you looking for a reaction? Because you're not going to get one. Because obviously I was.
And that was me, like, wailing in Pizza
Express. She was wailing in Pizza Express every night. And I was like, but I'm not.
She just continued. Yeah. She just continued with, like, a dough ball and a sloppy, just be like, duh. I was like, okay.
Anyway, back to the garlic butter.
It's been like wiping my eyes with like a greasy garlic. So that's probably why I was crying, because of all the garlic.
And I agree with what you're saying. It's hard work, and hard work pays off. That's what I believe. Mm-hmm. And you've definitely, like, as you said, from people that you're meeting, the people that you're doing and networking and overall learning. You're constantly learning. I feel like you are, especially because I've seen that you're doing your new course or you're trying a new product out. And it's like, you need to do that, I feel like, for your mind and for yourself.
And like, I really just want to thank you today for also being such an open book, because I feel like there'll be so many people that, men and women, will listen to this and like relate to something. And I just want to kind of, obviously you've been amazing, but to kind of like wrap this podcast up, we just wanted to like finish on sort of like, what would be maybe like a piece of advice for any, say, like male manicurist that wants to join sort of that nail tech community and is like kind of on that bridge, like maybe that you were, like, do I take the jump or do I not? What is something that you might say to them?
Not even just male.
Like,
to non-binary, like, because we've not even seen anyone in the industry.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to say off the top of my head who's like a non-binary tech.
No.
Shall I tell you what? And again, such a lovely question to like round off on. And I think the answer that I thought I was going to give, I'm actually going to sort of go, I'll probably say both, but I'm going to say, I think the first piece of advice that I have is for brands. And the advice that I have is that, again, it goes back to this thing about we cannot be what we cannot see. I don't think I would have known that this could have been my reality, this could be possible for me, if I had not found Robbie Tompkins.
Yeah.
I think brands, I hope you're listening to this. Like, you cannot just shine a spotlight on the same five people over and over and over again. Mm. There is an absolute rainbow of a spectrum of nail techs out there.
Yeah.
And we cannot know. Say for example, there is like a non-binary person or a man out there that, you know, really wants to be a nail tech, who is like, oh, I'm going to follow this brand. I'm not going to say any names. Mm. I'm going to follow this brand. And if those brands are only shining a spotlight on a certain type of person from a certain type of background, who looks a certain type of way, who does a certain type of nail, it invalidates the existence and it invalidates. Yeah. Literally, what's the point? There is. And also as well, I think that, and this is something that normally I don't like to ruffle feathers, but I'm going to be the one. Like,
ruffle them, babe.
Ruffle.
We invest, in my first year of business, I've invested thousands of pounds into multiple brands.
It's never ending, isn't it, at the beginning?
Yeah.
Because you're also fed into what you think.
Yeah.
I should be buying this. I should be.
Yeah.
Half the stuff I've got that sits in the cupboard that I actually don't use.
Yeah.
It's a monster. Done it.
Yeah.
It's the double-edged sword of influencers, isn't it? Yes. Is that it makes us believe, like, oh my God, I need to buy that Dior Prestige scrub. Oh my God, yeah. There I go with the drop in the name. But like, oh, but I'm only charging 15 quid for a gel polish. Like,
We've discussed this before.
Mm. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm very... Mm. I get it, and it looks aesthetically pleasing.
You get
maybe
caught up in it, though. You feel do. Like if I don't,
you do.
Am I charging your worth, and you're charging that covers that product? Mm.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah, so many things to touch on even now. Like, but I think the first thing I want to say is, yeah, just going back to brands. Like, we invest thousands with you. We deserve exposure to some extent, no matter where you are on your journey.
But if I was a brand as well, like, that's what I would be. What like I. I almost think a brand's a bit naive to that. Like, do they almost feel like sometimes they need to be told.
It's what earns the money and who's the big guns, isn't it?
I'll be the one
to tell
them.
Forget about all the little...
I'll be the one
on
to tell
the email.
Them.
There we go.
Literally
that. Like, you know, I just think that I've honestly, like, gotten into this. Like I said, I'll be the one. Like, I've outright messaged brands before, like, this is good. Can you please share this? Like, you've acknowledged, or like you've seen it, but you've not shared it. Like, and I think it's good. It's had really good engagement. Like, why have you not shared this? And they'll read it and just not. And I just think, like, you know, we can't be what we can't see. I'll say it again for like the third billionth time. Mm. But yeah, I think as well, for men who, or for anybody, I'm gonna say for men, you know, wanting to get into the industry, don't let that kind of like male pride of like what boys should and shouldn't do get in the way of you. Do you know what I mean? Get in the way of
being like your true self,
restarting your life. Yeah. As do you know what I mean? I'm speaking for myself here. Like, it literally restarted my life doing that training because I shelved that. Oh, just that expectation that I had of myself that like I need to be a certain way, especially as well being a teacher as well. There's so much expectation of like, you know, you should dress like this, you should act like this, you shouldn't sort of present yourself in a way that's going to be too provocative
a lane.
Yeah.
Mm. Whereas then you want to then like path off of it, but you was obviously a teacher and you can't do that because there's a certain way a teacher must come across. You're influencing children. So what? But it's a broad spectrum out there. Like, why can't you express yourself?
And again, you can't be what you can't see. What if you have got kids out there who are
Kids growing up, though,
might
see you as, I don't know, a figure that they could relate to. And like seeing you maybe express like your true self could then really be a figure for them when they grow up and think, oh my God, I remember that teacher from school. I've loved him.
A teacher, I know, obviously, because I said one of my best friends is a teacher. And but even with a male teacher, and like, I would never have thought that that was a, you'd be able to maybe express yourself a bit more. Because as you say, young kids, especially where now they're very much being trying to be all inclusive.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
But they're not.
No.
They're still not, are they?
No, it's funny. And I will say just like one little anecdote. And this for me is such a sort of a turning point moment. But yeah, like I said, it was like August 2021, I think, when I kind of like first fell down this rabbit hole of like, of manicurists. And because I was searching for everywhere. For a mobile service around me, like where I was in Surrey, that I felt was gender inclusive, I couldn't find one anywhere.
No.
And that was part of the reason why I thought, do you know what? Like, well, then that's a gap in the market. Do you know what I mean? Eventually found my wonderful friend Amanda. She did my nails for about 6 months. She was the one who sort of put me onto the training. Anyway, the first manicure that I had, it was September, start of a new school year. And I just had like, it was just like completely like clear builder, but then she put like a little yellow spot on them. Yeah. Like it was, do you know what I mean? It was really cute, little fried eggs. And I was reading, I think it was like the first week of term, like I said, I was teaching reception, four-year-old boy sat next to me, I was reading, I pointed to a word, and because I was like hiding my nails from the kids, I don't know why, but I just felt like really self-conscious that, do you know what I mean, four-year-olds, they're the most honest out of all of us. They'll tell you, if they're thinking something, they'll tell you.
Yeah.
And I pointed to a word in the book because he lost his place, and he goes, you've got little yellow spots on your nails. I was like, yes, I have. He goes, why have you got those there? I was like, I don't know, they just grew like that. And he turned back to the book and goes, oh, I hope mine grow like that.
Oh.
And honestly, like from that point onwards, it just taught me like to just wear them as like a badge of pride.
Yeah.
You know, and before long, like these kids were like making requests. Oh yeah, come like, in. Chrome flames.
Yeah. Like. I love that. Oh, well, that's such a lovely, I feel like, end to that. Like you've inspired like a little 4-year-old boy to potentially when he's older to go, feel confident enough to go into a salon. And
why not?
Just,
but why not?
It's yeah, amazing. Literally.
That's yeah. the thing I don't get, as I said, like, yeah. why not? Mm.
But thank you so much for coming on. Honestly, you've yeah, been you've such really... an inspiration, and it's definitely, I don't know,
definitely.
Got me thinking, yeah, got thinking for hopefully sure. the listeners thinking, and I'm sure you've inspired a lot of people by having even just the confidence and being an open book with us. So thank you so much for that. Honestly, it means the world.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But I need to say, not that I've like not spoken enough on this podcast already, but like I just have to say to you, it is so special to have been given the opportunity to come on and speak, because I was looking on our like our DMs on Instagram, on like I think it might have been on my personal Instagram even before I'd even set up my put it in neutral one, and the first message that I sent to you was on the 29th of March, which is like almost a full year away.
Literally.
And like
what's it, the 20th of March today?
Girls, I just have to say, I'm so enjoying the pod so far. Thank you for bringing it to life. I've just made a big decision to leave my job as a primary school teacher after 7 years to train to become a manicurist. Since starting to get my nails done about 6 months ago, after wanting to for so long, but not allowing myself to, it's helped me figure out so much about myself and what I want from work. I know it's going to be a slow and inconsistent start, but hearing your advice on the podcast, even down to things like not splurging money on these ridiculous products, just so you can get the perfect shot. It's so helpful. So yeah, I just wanted to say how inspired you've made me, and I can't wait for all of the future content that's to come. What, like that was
wow.
29th of March 2020.
And you're now sat
and
on
I'm
a
here.
Deja vu ever.
It's because you're where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's what I was always told to believe, is deja vu, because it's like one of those phenomena that you can't
thing.
Explain.
Really?
Oh, it's because God. You're where you're supposed to be.
Oh, vibes.
Oh, amazing.
So, yeah,
hearing.
Absolutely that. Oh, cheers to us, God. Divas.
I love that.
Well, happy birthday to this whole
yeah,
situation.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Literally a year to the day of their first episode. What a gas.
Amazing. Oh
well, thank you so much.
Honestly,
for
it's been a pleasure. So
it has. It really, really has.
Well, we hope you've all enjoyed.
Yes.
And please let us know any, like, if this has inspired you. We would love to hear what you've got to say. And obviously, we'll always relate them to
and
you.
And we're always, our podcast, our Instagram page is always open for any messages. I mean, mm-hmm. like what you did straight out.
Yeah.
We're always there.
Even someone suggested about this topic today. And like, I think it's amazing that we've now been able to do that. And now, you know, well, I know you're going to help more than one person, but it's helped at least one person feel amazing. And that's all we did the podcast for. And just thank you so much for being a part of that. So we hope you've all enjoyed today's beauty download. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Amazing. See you later.
Bye, Divas.
Bye.
Bye.
If you loved this episode of The Beauty Download, make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Beauty Download. And don't forget to like and subscribe on Spotify and Apple Music. If you'd like to contact The Beauty Download for sponsorship or add inquiries, please feel free to either drop us a DM or email us on officialbeautydownload@gmail.com.